Pink with a song titled You Make Me Sick, which you don't. It is 38 minutes past 6 and time for our Tech Tuesday topic. Tonight we are looking at the arrival of chatbots in South Africa. Co-founder and CEO at FinChatbot, Antonio Palacio, joins us now. Good evening.
Good evening.
This platform is exciting. It's aimed at improving customer service and reducing costs for financial services. Tell us more. How does it work?
Yes. So, what is a chatbot? A chatbot is a conversational agent, automated. Mm-hmm. It's powered by rules. Basically, we design a scenario that is automated in order to provide a financial service to an end customer in a very short amount of time. The idea is to improve the customer journey drastically. Today, in average, in South Africa, you need to spend 40 minutes on the phone with a call center to get access to a quote on a car insurance. With our system, it's an embedded conversation on WhatsApp, on Facebook Messenger, or on web-based. You chat directly to your insurer, and you get the same information in less than 10 minutes.
Wonderful. Now, which type of offerings in the financial sector is this ideal for? You just spoke of a deal maybe between myself and an insurer and getting a quote. What else is it good for?
So, of course, our core activity at the moment is onboarding new clients. So, type of scenario, quote, onboarding new client for a bank, a bank card, for example, all those kind of scenario. Because we want to prove our economic model, we want to prove that the chatbot has a strong impact on the industry from the customer journey side to the company side as well.
Right. Now, examples on which economies this has worked in previously? Because you're now arriving in South Africa. Has it worked elsewhere and what was the response there?
So we launched this business in South Africa.
Wow.
Yes. A full team of South African Johannesburg based.
That's amazing.
Very proud of that. We are not so late. We always say that Africa is late compared to other continents like Europe or the States. We definitely are not. I was at a chatbot conference in Austria about 2 weeks ago and we basically have a vision that is in advance compared to the current European market.
Impressive.
So I guess the industry is changing, is being disrupted a little bit, and chatbot can really enhance and provide a much better user experience to the end customer.
Do you see insurers or banks warming up to this idea of moving forward into what the future holds in terms of communication between themselves and the clients and the services that they have?
Sure. I mean, the stat I gave you at the beginning, 40 minutes to have access to an information is really insane.
It's ridiculous.
It's like more than an episode of Game of Thrones.
Especially because I'm using my own airtime to call.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, embedded those conversation. I mean, I guess we can automate more than 80% of the request of customers' request into an automated conversation. I would be so happy to have all my financial services automated. I want to have my account balance today. Okay, just click on one button, you get access to it, etc., etc.
So why pick South Africa as a launch pad?
So I arrived in South Africa about 4 years ago to co-found a first business, a web marketing agency.
All right.
The idea was to just be an entrepreneur, work overseas, and I was always attracted by Africa in general.
Yeah.
So South Africa was one of the big challenge and we loved it so far.
That said, what is so challenging in South Africa, especially where technology is involved, because there is maybe a portion of the public that would say, I'm too scared to go into technology, especially where money or financial services are concerned, or I don't even own a smartphone, I don't know how it works. Talk us through those challenges.
Sure. So I see really different challenges in the current market today. The first one would be convincing the industry to do this step forward, the technology. So network is a big thing in South Africa. You need to know people in order to know other people, in order to sign contracts.
Yes.
And the other one is the adoption. So that's why we really don't want to scare the industry. For example, we hear a lot like if you push chatbots, you're going to kill call centers. And call centers employ a lot of people in South Africa. We don't want to work against the call center. We want to work with the call center. What about having a much better quality of customers that go through the call center with the chatbot technology, being able to target the right call center with a scenario that guides the user to an endpoint.
Absolutely exciting. Thank you so much for an informative
chat. Thank you for your
chat.
Time. Really appreciate that.
That was FinChatbot's co-founder and CEO Antoine Palicio discussing chatbot's arrival in South Africa for Tech Tuesday.